Jim Carnicelli's AI Blog, Sunday, October 21st, 2007. Perception as Construction of Stable Interpretations. I've been spending a lot of time lately thinking about the nature of perception. As I've said before, I believe AI has gotten stuck at the two coastlines of intelligence, the knee-jerk reaction of the sensory level and the castles in the sky conceptual level. We've been missing the huge interior of the perceptual level of intelligence. It's not that programmers are ignoring the problem. They just don't have much in the way of a theoretical framework to work with yet. People don't really know yet how humans perceive, so it's hard to say how a machine could be made to perceive in a way familiar to humans. Example of a stable interpretation. I've been focused very much on the principle of stable interpretation as a fundamental component of perception. To illustrate what I mean by stable, consider the following short video clip. The page features just a very short video clip of about 5 seconds at most, I think about 5 or 6 frames really, and what you see is sort of a rocky shoreline. Nothing special really about it. The camera pans and tilts a little bit, and the person holding the camera is walking sideways, I guess you could say, is a good way of characterizing it. Otherwise, there's no point, there's no features, there's nothing moving through it. It's just a stable, consistent rocky shoreline. This is taken from a larger video I've used in other vision experiments. In this case, I've already applied a program that stabilizes a source video by tracking some central point as it moves from frame to frame and clipping out the margins. In this case, you can still see motion, though. The camera is tilting, the foreground is sliding from right to left, and there is a noticeable flicker of pixels because the source video is of a low resolution. On the other hand, you have no trouble at all perceiving each frame as part of a continuous scene. You don't see frames of a low resolution. You don't see frames, really. You just see a rocky shore and sky in apparent motion as the camera moves along. That's what perception in a machine should be like, too. The problem is that the interpretation of a static scene in which only the camera moves does not arise directly from the source data. If you were to simply watch a single pixel in this video as the frames progress, you'd see even that changes, literally. Also, individual rocks do move relative to the frame and to each other. Yet you easily sense that there's a rigid arrangement of rocks. How? One way of forming a stable view is one I've dabbled in a long time, patch matching. In this case, I took a source video and put a smaller patch in it that's the size of the video frames you see here. With each passing frame, my code compares different places to move the patch frame to in hopes of finding the best matching candidate patch. In this case, you can see it works pretty well. But this is a very brittle algorithm. Were I to include subsequent frames where a man runs through the scene, you would see that the patch runs away from the man because his motion breaks up the sameness from frame to frame. My interpretation is that the simple patch comparisons I use are insufficient, that this cheap trick is, at best, a small component in a larger tool set needed for constructing stable interpretations. A more robust system would be able to stay locked on the stable backdrop as the man runs through the scene, for instance. What is a stable interpretation? What makes an interpretation of information stable? The video example above is riddled with noise. One fundamental thing perception does is filter out noise. If, for example, I painted a red pixel on one frame of the video, you might notice it, but you would quickly conclude that it is random noise and ignore it. If I painted another red pixel in several more frames, you would no longer consider it noise, but some artifact with a significant cause. Seeing the same information repeated is the essence of non-randomness. Stability, in the context of perception, can be defined as the coincidental repetition of information that suggests a persistent cause for that information, My Pattern Sniffer program and blog entry illustrate one algorithm for learning that is based almost entirely on this definition of stability. The program is confronted with a series of patterns. Over time, individual neurons come to learn to strongly recognize the patterns. Even when I introduced random noise, distorting the images, it still worked very well at learning idealized versions of the distorted patterns that do not reflect the noise. Shown a given image once, a free neuron might instantly learn it, but without repetition over time, it would quickly forget that pattern. My sense is that Pattern Sniffer's neuron bank algorithm is very reusable in many contexts of perception, but it's obviously not a complete vision system per se. What is repetition? When I speak of repetition in the context of Pattern Sniffer, it's obvious that I mean showing the neuron bank a given pattern many times. But that's not the only form of repetition that matters to perception. Consider the following pie chart image. The figure below is quite simply just a pie chart with colored wedges and different numbers associated, and a little legend on the right with the following items: comedy, action, romance, drama, horror, foreign, science fiction, presumably film genres. When you look at the comedy, 27%, wedge, you see that it is solid orange. You instantly perceive it as a continuous thing, separable from the rest of the image. Why? Because the orange color is repeated across many patches. Here's a more interesting example of a wall of bricks. And that's exactly what the figure shows. It's just a square image with the camera looking directly at bricks in a wall. There's no other features to it. It's not 3D-ized. It's meant to be 2D-ish. Your visual perception instantly grasps that the bricks are all the same. Not literally, if you consider each pixel in each brick, but in a deep sense, you see them as all the same. The brick motif repeats itself in a regularized pattern. When your two eyes are working properly, they will tend to fixate on the same thing. Your vision is thus recognizing that what your left eye sees is repeated also in your right eye, approximately. In each of these cases, one can apply the patch comparison approach to searching for repeated patterns. This is just in the realm of vision and only considers 2D patches of source images, but the same principle can be applied to any form of input. A patch can be a 1D pattern of linear data, just the same, or it could encompass a four-dimensional space of taste components: sweet, salty, sour, bitter. The concept is the same, though. A patch of localized input elements, e.g. pixels, is compared to another patch in a different part of the input for repetition, whether it's repeated somewhere else in time or in another part of the input space. Repetition as structure. We've seen that we can use coincidental repetitions of patterns as a way to separate interesting information from random noise. But we can do more with it. We can use pattern repetition as a way to discover structure in information. Consider edges. Long ago, vision researchers discovered that our own visual systems can detect sharp contrasts in what we see and thus highlight them as edges. Implementing this in a computer turns out to be quite easy, as the following example illustrates. The image below is on the left-hand side shows two soccer players in the midst of attempting to kick a soccer ball, almost intertwined. On the right-hand side, you see the same image with an edge detect filter applied. So what you see is a black image with white lines, which approximately show the outline of the figures playing soccer. It's tempting to think it's easy, then, to trace around these sharply contrasting regions to find whole textures or even whole objects. The problem is that in most natural scenarios, it doesn't work. Edges are interrupted because of low contrast areas, as with the left-hand player's knee. Other non-edge textures, like grass, are high enough contrast to appear as edges in this sort of algorithm. True, people have made algorithms to reduce noise like this using crafty means, but the bottom line is that this approach is not sufficient for detecting edges in a general case. The clincher comes when an edge is demarked by a very soft, low-contrast transition or even a rough edge. Consider the following example of a gravel road with its fuzzy edge. The figure below is again on the left-hand side, shows a gravel road. The right part of this picture, you're looking at the gravel road. On the left side, you see green brush and such, and it's clear as you look at it, there is no clear edge to the road. So if you were trying to make a machine that could drive along this, finding that edge would be a challenge. The right-hand side of this figure shows the same image with another edge detect algorithm applied. Now in this case, instead of it being white on black, it's black on white, so there are black lines on a white backdrop. It's clear as you look at this that the bushes have very high the shrubs and stuff on the side have very high contrast, much higher than anything approximating a line where the road meets the bush. As you can see, it's hard to find a high contrast edge to the road using a typical pixel contrast algorithm. There's higher contrast to be found in the brush beyond the road's edge, in fact. But what if one started with a patch along the edge of the road, as we perceive it, and searched for similar patches? Some of the best matches would likely be along that same edge. As such, this soft and messy edge should be much more easily found. The following mock-up illustrates this concept. The figure below starts with the left-hand panel above, showing the raw image of the road with the brush on the side. Overlaid onto that is a series of small rectangles, beginning on the lower left corner of the image, inside that first rectangle is a piece of the brush on the side and also a piece of the road. And that same rectangle, other rectangles of the same exact size, are repeated all along the edge of the road. And what I'm trying to indicate here is that a patch matching algorithm, I haven't tried this in this particular example, but a patch matching algorithm should find that that these patches following the edge of the road should do a better job of actually tracing the edge of the road than the alternative. And that's what I mean to show with this figure. In addition to discovering fuzzy edges like this better, patch matching can be used to discover 2D regions within an image. The surface of the road above or of the brush along the side of it might be better found than with the more common color flood fill technique. I've explored these ideas a bit in my research, but I want to make it clear that I haven't come up yet with the right kinds of algorithms to make these practical tools of perception. Pattern funneling. One problem that plagues me with machine vision research is that machines like my pattern sniffers neuron banks work great for learning to recognize things only when those things are perfectly placed within their soda straw windows on the world. With pattern sniffer, the patterns are always lined up properly in a tiny array of pixels. It's not like it goes searching a large image for those known patterns, like a Where's Waldo search. For that kind of neuron bank to work well in a more general application, it's important for some other mechanism to funnel interesting information to the neuron bank that gains experience in recognizing patterns. Take textures, for instance. One algorithm could seek out textures by simply looking for localized repetition of a patch. A patch of grass could be a candidate, and other patch matches around that patch would help confirm that the first patch considered is not just a noisy fluke. The figure below shows a picture of the lower half is sort of a grassy field, the upper half is a cloudy sky, there's some trees in the figure. Overlaid onto this photograph are three identically sized rectangles. Each of them is within the grassy area of the image. What I mean to show is, as I described above, is that if you look at one of these patches and then look at some others around that patch, if they're all basically in agreement that, you know, that they all show basically the same thing, that would be something of a confirmation that there is indeed a texture. The caption says, "Multiple local patches confirms a texture exists." The patch, then, could be run through a neuron bank that knows lots of different textures. If it finds a strong match, it would say so. If not, a neuron in the bank that isn't yet an expert in some texture would temporarily learn the pattern. Subsequent repetition would help reinforce it for ever longer terms. This is what I mean by funneling. In this case, distilling an entire texture down to a single representative patch that is standardized for use by a simpler pattern learning algorithm. Assemblies of patterns. In principle, it should be possible to detect patterns composed of non-random coincidences of known patterns too. Consider the above example of an image of grass and sky along with some other stuff. Once it is established using pattern funneling to a learned neuron bank that the grass and sky textures were found in the image, these facts can then be used as another pattern of input to another processor. Let's say we have a neuron bank that has, as inputs, the various known textures. After processing any single image, we have an indication of whether or not a given known texture is seen in that image, as indicated in the following diagram. The diagram features a big green block labeled neuron bank, and a bunch of arrows pointing in from the left. Each of these represents an input. One of them says, "I see grass." Another says, "I see sky." Another says, "I see dirt." And the final one says, "I see skin." Each of these is meant to signify some known texture that is currently being seen. And in practice, what this would actually be would be a list of all of the outputs of some other neuron bank that recognizes textures. So if there were 100 neurons in that neuron bank, there would be 100 inputs into this neuron bank as well. The caption of this says, "Inputs to a neuron bank from a lower level stage. Shown lots of images that include a few different images of grassy fields with blue skies. This neuron bank should come to recognize this repeated pattern of grass plus sky as a pattern of its own. We could term this an assembly of patterns. In a similar way, a different neuron bank could be set up with inputs that consider a time sequence of recognized patterns. It could be musical notes, for example, with each musical note being one dimension of input, and the last, say, 10 notes being another dimension of input. As such, this neuron bank could learn to recognize and separate simple melodies from random notes. The goal, perception. The goal, as stated above, is to make a machine able to perceive objects, events, and attributes in a way that is more sophisticated, like humans have, than the trivial sensory level that many robots and AI programs deal with today. My sense is that the kinds of abstractions described above take me a little closer to that goal, but there's a lot more ground to cover. For one thing, I really should try coding algorithms like the ones I've hypothesized about here. One of the big limitations I can still see in this patch-centric approach to pattern recognition is the age-old problem of pattern invariance. I may make an algorithm that can recognize a pea on a white table at one scale, but as soon as I zoom in the camera a little, the pea looks much bigger and no longer is able to easily recognize using a single patch match against the previously known pea archetype. Perhaps some sort of pattern funneling could be made that deals specifically with scaling images to a standardized size and orientation before recognizing/learning algorithms get involved. Perhaps salience concepts, which seek out points of interest in a busy source image, could be used to help in pattern funneling too. Still, I think there's merit in vigorously pursuing this overarching notion of stable interpretations as a mechanism, as a primary mechanism of perception.